wonderful to be here in this room and to be part of mission of one. Well, I believe for this contention, mission, the history is what more important than what's happening in a single day. And the history started right here. And this thing we saw this year is named Temple Number One. Peace be unto you all. Assalamu alaikum. This is the name of the Rahim. This is God's name, the merciful benefactor, and merciful redeemer. We worship him and worship him alone. The creator, character of the world, Lord, sustainer of the life without and the life within. We praise him and worship him and associate no God with him. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom was revealed the Quran, upon his heart, God says, he revealed it upon his heart. The seal of the Prophet's mission in the Old Testament and in the Gospel of Jesus Christ, told and revealed properly, called in Islam, is the seal of the Prophet, that he is the seal of the Prophet and the last of the Prophet, God's messenger to all the world and his servant. And a mercy, as God says in our holy book, to all the world. Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayer and the peace be upon him. We are here on this occasion to observe Patience Day, to stay in touch with the depths of our life, to stay in touch with the depths of our history. It is said that the people who forget their history will have to repeat it. And we know in Islam, history is very important. And the history of Islam, if we really knew it, it will keep us strong in our hearts and keep us enthusiastic, lively for Islam and for life of a Muslim in the society. The history of Islam, I have read books on the history of Islam, and I don't see how anyone can read the history of Islam and not believe that the revelation of the Quran, the Book of the Muslims, and Muhammad, the recipient who received that book, is not exactly what Muslims know the Word of God to be, the Quran to be, and what we know Muhammad to be. The Word of God, the Quran, and Muhammad, the Messenger of God, and the mercy to all the world. We want to recall this history, and we hope the years have participated to recall our best life. Our life alone is enough to support us, to keep our spirit strong, and to keep us looking tall and making progress. Our life alone. I live with my life. I live in this awareness of my life, my whole life. I don't want to forget anything greater in my history. In my history, it began right here in this city. I was born in the year that that great man there, Lord of Graduation, that great man, Reverend Shree, was a teenager and joined the Lord of Graduation. I was born at that time. I was born in 1933, the last of 1933, the 10th of October of 1933. And what do you can I remember of that time? Nothing. Too young. Just born. So, let's go maybe talking for only one. What happened to my name is called? That's from the dead. From the dead. But I know what happened back then. Because it was the talk, not the time, but it was the talk of the temple this time.
Yes.
It was the talk of my father and mother's house. I was hearing myself say, what happened, what occurred, the great things, the big things, the important things, sometimes bad things. But it is these bad things going on. Because even in the bad things, there was joy. Because we were big souls. I don't know how many of days, I know the kind of years, especially the American tradition. He was, again, there was a female. I know they know that John Muhammad Kamako, he was platform leader of the nation of Islam. And he saw these two years. I know they know. They know for sure that day. And for that day, it was a song. It was a conversation piece. And it was a testimony on their lips all the time. They were testifying, witnessing to the great strength of that message. And the man that innovated the vision or the idea for the nation of Islam, Mr. Farah Muhammad, also called W.B. Farah, also called Robert Farah, also called Robert Beach. How do you know all that? I had another than one of them know that. He saw that I knew that. But I have a postcard that she gave me right now in my possession at home. And the postcard came to her from Mr. Brown. And on one card, he just signed his name, Robert D. The car. Robert D. The car on the card. Robert D. One who signed W.D. Brown. The car signed his name. But I also recall my mother had a meeting tonight from little pamphlets called Problem Books, Lesson 301, MSN 301, All the Questions and Answers. These publications, actual facts.
Actual.
Yes, sir. Problem. Don't forget it, man.
Yeah.
These were the supplications that held the original teaching of the nation of Islam. Problem. Actual fact. So then, it's not the name, actual fact. If you got something called after the fact, if you got something else, you can go to not after the fact. That's a problem. It has to be something, what's that?
That's right.
Even on the side. It's private, it's private. So the reason and then through, of these problems, private is all. Then it's wrong to understand. The other man is higher up, but a few of you all, even the young ones, who see the great age here in America on this matter that is coming to us. But I'm telling you, what I know, that is coming a day on this earth and on the land we call this America, the United States of America, so much progress for you who stay with this tradition of progress, change, evolution, birth, and rebirth. If you stay with it, there is going to be a strong and large following that's going to have institutions of learning, projects, going to have beautiful models, beautiful community life, with all the institutions, facilities, businesses, etc. And I expect to be in the beautiful picture of a progressive society that's coming. Nothing can stop it. It's from God started. God is the one who started it.
That's right.
Nothing can stop it. That's what I know.
That's right.
I could have many more friends, big friends from this part of the world. Backing it up with their finances and supporting us with their presence here and everywhere we go. If I would be their man and not a man for this life's tradition that God started in America. You don't want me to talk about these things. Well, I know what they mean. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be important to you or anybody else. I would just be an ordinary fellow somewhere working in a factory. I'm self-employed, having a small life. If it had not been for Mr. Barack. And the time is to embrace him and his message and accept it a new life. Among them and the leader, many who stay with it, my father, the honor we got to ministers of our lives on Hunger, as many of you know. I see bases out there that you need to live in Chicago and here too. I see bases you've known me since I was a baby. You don't need to ask the Lord, I'm good, I'm like, right, I'm good. You need to not stop, but go out and wear it yourself. Let me tell you all, it's all this is good to do.
Yeah.
I was told from strong academic community. And they were reminding me of one of these things, whatever. You know, Satan gave you this. That's a good thing. You know, Satan gave you this. Maybe not then, so I'm going to take it. They throw you a wall, you go put your name on the wall. That's it.
And start.
And then he told us children. That's the children of my brother, put the children along the line. I'm a fool, it's a fool.
So he's standing at the work bench, waiting on the time to stop.
And he looked at me, all the time, he's got it. And he was thinking about it. Maybe I was not sure. Happy to be in the face of the kind of rich, kind of big guy, look like I was. He looked at me and he said, "Delaney, I changed my name." So I was Delaney. And that's what the energy of the whole thing. And I just did a good job. And it takes care of myself, Shirley, my wife at the time, and our first child, our only child, that night late, I was gone. So I had come to my honestly going on that line, but they were still good. I could make the sacrifice for children, and I was never used to have them. Make the sacrifice, you know, and try to survive off of. But my skills, my work is to bring in as a victim. So I went to this office once, and it's me. And the lady said, "Brother, what do you want? You can go to government school." So I did. So she said, "What about your name?" I said, "I don't understand." She said, "Well, how about you don't get two problems that day?" So I remember my younger brother, the family was his name, came behind me. He really got me the name that he was getting. But I don't know how I look for a time like that. This is around called my brother Iron. He didn't call me tonight. But he called me Emmanuel. And it was good. His name, he wrote his name on Emmanuel Muhammad. No matter who the name was, in the script of Islam, right here we saw the Salah, when he was registered to us as a member, he was writing the name again. He was left in peace. Probably a man, maybe sometime all of that. But he was right and approved that man. And most of us, he's not going to add it to your name. He was given that name, like a Muslim name, Muhammad. So anyway, he was the Emmanuel Muhammad, but if we look at the Prophet, where his name was, don't even know those Prophets, I was given a Prophet. So I was born in a year, 1933, and really, it's a Quran. Left these thoughts and she happened. And I'm not going to do this, my mother had to be here. But I'm getting it. I know what's going on, you know? But there's much later, I'm going to say, "Yes, you have a car, and then you get it on the car." And she showed me that my man was talking to mom on the car. How many of you are living there?
How many of you
are
in those cars?
I know. I got some ideas in those cars.
I need cars.
I'm going to get back to where I am in the presentation. But let me say something about the car that we also should recall. Because what is the history of our life in transition?
Yes.
Or in progress. This car says, the bearer of this car is a righteous book. If you find him otherwise,
right,
take the car and put him to the dead bell.
Now here is this
the rock. Then I want us to separate ourselves. And like John the Baptist announcing this. Here is Judas from the wicked world.
And here he is, there was a separate from the world of the devil.
And authorized in the death. The punishment of the God and he has been wrong.
That's
fine. We still have some more problems
around.
You know, we owe it to generations to come of our own people. And we owe it to this world. We owe it to the world of Muslims. We owe it to the world of non-Muslims. We owe it to the government of the United States of America to write this history as best we can. Because we're not only inspiring, and others are saying this, not just me and not just us. We're not only inspiring to our own people, which I know we are. We are trying to all ask the earth.
That's right.
But we are assigned to this, we are assigned to the international Omar, the international nation of Islam. We are assigned to them to call the Omar. We are assigned to that great international community. Assigned from God. We are surely, definitely assigned to the light and wisdom of the world. In the wisdom of the world. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Some of you understand a little bit. Most of you understand a little bit. But that little bit is fantasy. But some of you understand exactly what I'm saying. We're assigned to the learning of the world. And we're assigned to the government of the world.
That's right.
Book of Acts. That God is present today as much as he ever did, and God is working in man's life today as he worked in man's life before the time of Moses, and before Moses, and after Moses. Yes, and the presence of God. So what are you trying to say about yourself? Nothing. I'm trying to say a lot about the presence and power of God. Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God. I'm not a prophet. This is for all, let the people call him a prophet. This is God that a few call him saved. He let even a few call him God in the person. But the many, he didn't let them know that. The many knew him only as Professor Quran, their teacher, and as a prophet. And they called him a prophet. How do I know these things? My mother and I were being put out of the nation of Islam for the second time by my father. You have to change your name to get a job raise, honey. No word is used in the world. No word is used in the temple of Islam. Working for one of the businesses or something. No work in the city. You can't get a job. Your education is not accepted. I had an approval from the University of Islam High School. University of Islam High School. And I took that with me looking for a job. They looked at it and said, oh, did he get it? I'm leaving the house, all right? And going out of the house, my mother knew. My father had warned me too. My father loved me. And I loved him. I loved him. And he knew. So, he was going to be out of the house in the night. And they threw him to Judah. And the executor walked me into the house. So, it was such a heavy thing. And then my mother goes to the door. And he was so kind. He didn't even want to be at my back. So, he let my mother go to the door. My mother went to the door with me, and as I walked out the door, she stepped outside. She looked at outside. She said, "Mama, please go back in there and tell your father and father." She said, "You don't have to have peace." I said, "Mama, what did Mr. Farrar tell you? He will?" Her face changed. And like the way the whole world dropped on her. people, not even all their company. The prophet was too big of men to follow him there.
I didn't know that. He was telling me something I didn't know. Because now I'm
getting it. So now I'm surprised and I'm sick.
This is too crazy to bear. I said, well,
how can you ask me to go back in there and assist the bed or tell the bed like it is God?
And he told you all, but there were two little
towers. And she had nothing to say to me. And both of us were hurt deeply. It hurt me to have to leave my mother. And it hurt my mother to have to see me again. And she said, God, you know, it's going to be hard out there for you after you get
there. My father,
he tried to stop me when I trained. The reason is, he had two suitcases, and one was open full of money. And, you know, I've never seen the court open up a big suitcase of money to begin the trial.
Two big suitcases full of money, you know,
no, the big case.
That's it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Big,
I mean,
it was full of money.
I paid no attention to it.
That's what I'm talking about myself. I know myself. I don't have that kind of power.
To look at all that money and not even
want to look at it some more.
I said, no interest in the money. No interest at all. I'm the one that did it. No business at all. I'm not going to take some of that. Didn't even look at
it. Didn't
even stand 2 seconds looking at it.
So I know that's not me. That's the protection of God. Praise you, God. Yes. Yes. So anyway, I run away. But I never accepted to obey the law for your excommunication or your being put out of this town. The law is that if you're put out of this town, you're not to contact anybody that's in this community to believe this. You must know. I knew who the law was. It was my father. The law was my mom. I never called and asked for my mother. I called and asked again. And I only would call him when it was very close to his stage of day after his death.